T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com Sports Station. Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Chuck, did you see the alert from Adam Schefter?
No, I didn't. Which one?
He just tweeted this.
Yeah?
And we retweeted it at The Fan. L.A. running back Melvin Gordon has informed the Chargers that unless he receives a new contract, he will not report to training camp, and he will demand a trade.
Good timing. Way to go. Way to leave your franchise in a lurch there by a couple of weeks before training camp to do this to your team. That's real good.
Hey, come on. We were just talking Badgers. Things are all good about the Badgers.
Yeah.
You're going to rip on a Badger like that, my man?
Seriously? You going to defend him?
Let's see. Melvin Gordon is set to make $5.6 million this year, and then he's a free agent.
I mean, the guy, he had all offseason to do this. Right before training camp starts, you say, okay, you either trade me or I'm not showing up for camp. Or, you know, you give me a higher contract. Ridiculous.
Should the Packers trade for Melvin Gordon? 414-799-1250.
I mean, really? I mean, that's... I mean, unless he's done it, this is the first he's mentioned
this,
right?
Would you pay Melvin? Would you extend him and pay him $20 million?
It's the first time he's done this, right?
I think so.
Okay, well, if he's just telling the franchise now, a week before you start training camp, hey, I want a new contract. I mean, that's really putting a gun to the head of the Chargers. We wouldn't like it if he did that here, and we wouldn't want our players to do it. Just a bad look. Bad look. Bad form. Bad form, as we say in Greendale.
So he's had some injury history, Melvin has. Mm-hmm. He's in the final year of a contract.
Yeah.
Which you would think, okay, if you don't like your contract, you got one more year, and then you'll sign a big one. So then why would, a couple of weeks before training camp, he want a new deal? Maybe he thinks, or he knows he's more hurt than he's told people? And he just wants to get paid?
Sterling Sharp, like the night before the Packers were to open their season in the 90s, told the team he's not playing unless he sees a new contract. And everybody's like, what? I mean, he ended up playing, but it was just ridiculous. And I mean, this is worse. This isn't worse. This is still before training camp. This is not as bad as what Sharp did, but I mean, obviously, this was all premeditated.
I don't like how Sharp's kind of been forgotten about in Packer history.
How's that?
Well, he was one of the best receivers ever.
Well, his career ended shortly.
Right, but that's still had monster stats.
He did. Oh yeah, but he played on bad teams. What could have happened? Man, he played well into the 90s. Absolutely. He was a great receiver.
Here, I just did a podcast with a guy, Robert W. Cohen, who... Oh, by the way, Wingstink's podcast is pounding out episodes. So when you listen to the show and you're like, God, I love this show. I just wish it was more Bart, less Chuck. That's why I do the Wingstink's podcast.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Just last night, I was thinking about doing my own podcast. I was thinking about starting my own.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But here's what I would do. Well, I would just, like, interview different people, guys in the media. Here, I'm giving you my idea here. You know, different guys in the media. Just do a little off-reference stuff here.
I know what you could call it.
What's that?
Players only.
Players only. There you go. That's it's copyrighted already. But I thought about it. I hear you, player.
Yeah.
There we go.
Players only.
Okay.
Players only. Do a podcast. Set up time, do a podcast.
I was thinking about it, but, you know.
What's holding you back?
Well, you know, finding time to do it. Finding time to do it, and you got to set up the interview and all that. But, I mean, I thought about it. I was thinking about it last night. Maybe something I do. We'll see.
You know what you could do is if you find a way, because you drive to Lamira each and every day,
yeah,
you can record it during that somehow. If you can find, if you can set up like a recorder and a phone and and podcast and drive, I think that's still legal.
Yeah, you know, in Illinois, they've made it illegal now.
To podcast and drive?
No, 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 you can't hold your phone. You can't touch your phone while you're driving.
Oh.
I mean, you can't, I mean, you cannot touch your phone when you're driving. That's a new law down there.
Sterling Sharp, 1992, 108 catches. 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Oh.
93, yeah. 112 catches, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns.
Sure.
The year before he was done, 94 catches, 111 yards, or 1,100 yards. 18 touchdowns, led the league. I mean, Sterling Sharp was great.
He was.
In the Wings Things podcast I did with the guy, because he ranked the 50 greatest Packers of all time. And that's available at radio.com, 1057fmthefan.com. James Lofton made number 10. And I thought, wow, that's kind of surprising because I think I almost think of other teams when I think of James Lofton. And I think he kind of gets forgotten that he was a Packer too.
Well, he was drafted here.
Yeah.
He was drafted here out of Stanford. And he, I mean, he put up some great numbers, but you think of him as a Buffalo Bill, maybe an Oakland Raider. I mean, right. I still think of him as a Packer. And he's an analyst right now on Westwood One or on one of those networks, but... Yeah, I mean, he would be ranked ahead of Sterling Sharp just because, I mean, is this all time? I mean, just his production with the Packers?
With the Packers,
mm-hmm.
all time.
Okay.
James Lofton, for his Packer contributions, was 10.
Okay.
And so what I was telling the guy on the podcast is, I feel, because when I started growing up and getting into the Packers, and I also talked to my dad on the podcast, and we talked about like how he got me as a Packer fan. Mm-hmm. Really, it's a phenomenal piece of audio.
How many people download this?
Turn off the radio right now and go listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's just
wonderful.
So good.
Wonderful. How many people download it each day?
Like tens of people are
okay.
loving it.
All right. Is it worth the buck? Is the bang worth the buck?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
That's what I'm wondering. If I do this, is the bang worth the buck? Will people be downloading it?
For more Chuck Freeman?
After doing 4 hours a day.
With how much you take off in the summer, I'm sure that people will be flocking to radio.com, man.
That's the problem. I'm off in the summertime here, like most sports radio guys are. Do I have time to do it?
Yeah, I think that you'll be...
Possibly.
You'll be all set.
That's an idea.
But when I was like getting into the Packers, I knew who James Lofton was, and then my dad told me he used to be a Packer, and I was like floored. And I think that he kind of got forgotten about in my era of people growing up. Just like I think that maybe younger people now, it's like, oh, Sterling Sharp, you learn about, like you maybe knew the name, but those stats I just rattled off, I mean, he had four seasons where he had 90-plus catches, 10-plus touchdowns.
Well, here's the problem. When you mention James Lofton as a Green Bay Packer, what's the first thing that comes to mind? His little incident on the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think of that. I mean, that's unfortunate that you feel that way. People do. It's like, oh, yeah, James Lofton. Remember what happened with that stripper and yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate, you know, but he had a great career when he was here. And especially when they brought in John Jefferson, you had that tag team, man. They were putting up some monster numbers on offense. They just couldn't stop anybody on defense. But, yeah, and then he went to Buffalo, and then he went to Oakland.
That's Chuck Freeman, host of the soon-to-be debuted Players Only. I'm Bart Winkler, host of the Wings Things podcast. Evan Heffelfinger's with us producing today. You have a podcast yet? He was doing an AAF podcast.
I did have a very short-lived AAF podcast.
Okay.
We can still find it online.
Horvath, is he ever coming back?
Who knows?
Our previous producer, the guy who was here with us every day.
Ryan Horvath?
Something like that.
He'll be back tomorrow.
I came in the studio today, and Heffelfinger walked in, and I didn't even look at him. And I said, welcome back.
Yeah, I was a little confused there. I'm not going
to
lie.
And I turned, he goes, oh, it's me. Oh, it's Heffelfinger. Not that I was sad to see him.
You sure?
No. I was just wondering where Harvey was, but I guess he had the day off to do. So
last night, I go to bed at 7:30 last night. The ESPYs were on, I know, and ESPN trying to save us, you know, desperate sports fans that don't have anything to do last night. But I went to bed. I wanted to watch some of it. I always at least like to watch the monologue. And Tracy Morgan got up there, and I don't even think he forgot how to tell a joke. Tracy Morgan is very funny. I love, like, everything he's in. Him as a host maybe didn't work so much. The timing was pretty off. So I turned it off. I went to bed. 7:30, I went to bed. Went to bed at 7:30, and that's kind of been what this week has been like. There hasn't been much to do with the All-Star break from a sports standpoint.
Yeah, I you know what I did my night? I went over to Golf Galaxy was trying out new wedges. So I need some new wedges. That was my my Wednesday night. After eating a rotisserie chicken at Sendix, I went over to...
like a full chicken?
I ate a full chicken. You know, I'm trying to eat healthy. And then I ate a... I was, you know, at Sendix over on Layton Avenue, they have a counter where you can eat. You can buy food there. You know,
I don't think eating a full of anything is healthy.
Well, I mean, if you eat chicken, but I found out it's like 1,000 calories. But I was sitting there eating there while people are checking out in line. People are looking at me, and I'm sitting there down again. I'm making a mess with this chicken. And then after I got done with all the bones and all that, there was no garbage can to throw it away. I was like, what am I going to do with this thing?
You are one of a kind.
Yeah, I am. So that was my night.
So, because sometimes what like we will do is we'll buy rotisserie chickens,
yeah,
and then we will like prepare it with other meals.
You're
telling me you bought a rotisserie chicken like it's a chicken sandwich in a drive-thru? And you just scarfed the meat off the bone?
Yes. No mashed potatoes. I just ate one big rotisserie chicken.
Did you use a fork?
$7.99. Well, combination of fork, knife, and hands. And just some juice with that. And I thought, okay, I'm eating healthy. Then I went in my car after it took me 10 minutes to wash my hands. Got in my car, and I was just like, oh, look at a rotisserie chicken. How much calories? And it says, well, if you're on a diet, eating a rotisserie chicken isn't exactly the way to go. Because it's got 41, a full chicken has got 41 grams of fat. And I'm like, holy cow. Didn't have much carbs in it, if any. But, I mean, I don't eat the skin. But I ate the whole thing. I made a mess of it. Got every piece of meat off of it, and that was it.
I couldn't make you up if I tried.
Nobody could. Then I went over to Golf Galaxy, tried some wedges, and that was my night.
So that's it's been that kind of week.
That's what I do during the All-Star break.
That's what happens when there's no Brewers.
That's what I was like, God, I've got nothing to do. So I tried some wedges and, I've got to replace mine.
Evan was here last week for some shows, and I was doing one with Kevin Holden, and we were talking about things that were coming up over the weekend that we would watch.
Yeah.
What? You're just thinking fondly of the joke you just told?
No, I'm thinking about the joke you told. You couldn't make me up.
I couldn't make you up.
Yeah.
Actually, can I tell you why I said that?
Yeah.
Because when I was listening to you, I thought, wow, this would be a good promo, but it needs a punchline. So then I said that, and then that'll be the end of the promo.
Oh, so you're making a promo in our show.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser used to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, why not?
Right? I mean.
Sure.
That's some on-air producing right there.
I'm on-air producing.
You're saving some work for it. That's what you're doing. You're saving some work for yourself during All-Star break.
Well, Horvat's on this magical mystery tour. We don't know when our producer's coming back.
I guess he's in Orlando at Disney, but I mean, how much Disney can you go to?
He's had like 5 different layovers since he got back here. Okay. But we were talking with Evan last week about like what you're going to do for the weekend, and he said he's going to get in the summer league. Tell me you didn't stay up last night and watch Bucks China.
I did not. I'm disappointed in myself. I did not. I haven't watched much Summer League at all. I've been kind of busy. Like, I bought a Madden 18 for $5, so I've kind of been playing that a lot.
Madden 18?
Yeah. I went to GameStop, and I looked at, like, the super discounted games, because I work here. and I saw Madden 18 for $5. I was like, well, I haven't played Madden in 6 years. Let's go for it. And I did it.
I bought NBA 04 for my kid. It was like $3 at GameStop. He loves it. He's 8 years old. He doesn't know any different.
Who's in that game? Who do the Bucks have? Michael Redd?
Yeah. And then we got 2008, too, with Steph Curry at the Warriors.
Oh, in the old uniform?
Yeah. Yeah.
He hasn't been there since 08.
Yeah, he has.
09 was the draft, because that was when Brandon Jennings 09, was drafted.
Or 09. That's the one we got. Whatever.
He's been in the league for 10 years.
We got whatever Curry's rookie year was. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because Curry went, what, 7 or 8?
Curry beat Wisconsin in the NCAA tournament in 08.
Oh, yeah, that I 08. Remember. Wow, I thought that was like 2015.
Davidson, no.
No, I didn't think it was that, but wow, 10 years. You think I've only been a Warrior fan for 5 years.
Yeah. So. And then when the Warriors become bad, I'll never hear from you talking about Golden State ever again.
Well, it depends where my brother works.
Just like the Cleveland Cavaliers have disappeared. You know, the Cavalier fans have gone. Where are the Miami Heat fans? They're gone.
You know, Evan, because I was telling Evan last week, too, I said I'm going to get really jacked for the Friday game because Bucks played 2:30 against the Hawks on Friday.
Really, Jack, Sixers. For a summer league game? Are you kidding Sixers. Me, player?
Yeah, it's Bucks basketball, son.
But really, really, Jack, for a summer league game?
Yeah, I was jacked.
Oh, it's been 2 months since we'd seen Sterling or DJ or Bonzi Colson.
Yeah.
I was juiced
It's been
up.
Longer than that, man. Those guys didn't show up in the postseason.
Yeah, that's
Vince
fair.
Carter was doing the game, and he goes, man, remember that game that it was him and Tim Frazier? Bonzi Colson and Tim Frazier had like 30 points each.
And played 57 Sunday? Minutes or something like that?
Yeah, they played the whole game.
Yeah.
Vince is like, man, we were playing this Bucks roster that none of the guys are playing, and Bonzi were like, this guy can't shoot, and then he hit 30 against us.
Yeah, oh, wow.
So Bonzi's playing in the summer league, but I turned it off because just like last night, I turned off the ESPYs because Tracy Morgan forgot how to tell a joke. I turned it off on Friday because Sterling Brown was frustrating me so much, he forgot how to play. I was like, what is he doing? Yeah. This is a third-year guy who looked like he was lost in a summer league game.
Yeah, well, I mean, the summer league, I just can't watch it. I can't get into it. The results, I mean, we read results on the air, but it's like, I haven't watched a second of it. Haven't watched any of it. There's nobody I want to see play.
So Monday I watched the Derby. I watched some of the All-Star Game Tuesday, and last night I went to bed at 7:30, and tonight I'm probably going to watch Rangers-Astros like it's the World Series. I mean, because there's one game on tonight.
Oh, man, unless you got some money on the line or...
Well, I'll do a DraftKings.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, Astros and Royals, or Astros and Rangers, you said? No.
Yeah, who even cares?
No. Tonight, I don't know, be another night of trying out wedges.
I've been sleeping. Evan's been playing an old Madden, and you've been downing full chickens at Sendix.
Full rotisserie chickens.
We're living Sendix. Our best lives over here.
May there never be an All-Star Week again. No, I woke up. The other thing I wanted to tell you was I woke up in the middle of the night. I woke up like this. I go, Timmy! Timmy!
Tim Allen?
Yeah. I had a dream, and I was chasing down Tim. And, like, whenever I would try to get Tim Allen, post-game show host, whenever you ever see those horror movies where when the guy looks at you, there's never his face?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the face, it's just never a face?
Yeah,
that's what was happening with Tim. And then I was chasing him down the street, and I was trying to get a hold of him. And then I screamed his name in the dream, but also in real life, and I woke up my wife.
So you had a dream about work, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I dream full shows. You ever do that?
Oh, I dream like I show up late.
Oh.
I get here at 7:30, or I look at my alarm and I'm late and I'm hustling to get here and my car won't go and I got three wheels on my car, stuff like that. Yeah. Or I have dreams about me working in Eau Claire yet when I was in college. I don't know why.
I had a dream about Sparky one day after he said that he had a dream about me. That was wild.
Okay.
Were what you was the dream about? His name in the middle of the night?
What was the dream about?
Well, his dream was he was filling out the schedule, and it was back when I was an intern, and I walked up behind him and put my name under every single available spot. And then he said he woke up. And then my dream was I was sitting in here. He was talking, and then he transformed into someone else. And then I said a curse word, and I sat out in the hallway and waited for the police to pick me up.
Oh, they put you out in the hall.
I put myself in the hall because I was crying because I said a curse word on air and I was waiting for the police to come pick me up. And then I woke up.
Oh, wow. The police came for that?
Police coming for a curse word on the air. We'd be down at the Hales Quarters Police Department every day.
Yeah, geez. Yeah. My goodness. A couple of tweets coming in. Sean at 105.7 from the fan says, Chuck, don't tease me with a podcast. All Chuck, all the time. Players only. Fire emoji. Microphone emoji. Fire emoji. Can't wait. Peace sign emoji. Love the show. We'll love the podcast. Microphone emoji. Heart emoji.
Now, under your podcast, do you use all sorts of language? I mean, do you let it fly, or do you talk and how do you do it? I mean, can you swear? In other words,
there's a podcast I did with Rami Makhlouf that probably shouldn't be on the platform.
Okay. I didn't know if our company has had rules about that.
I don't know. I'm going to find out if anyone ever listens to it.
Yeah, okay.
But no, this the one with the Winks Thinks one with the Packer guy was clean.
Mm-hmm.
The one I did, O'Day Osborne's a UFC fighter. He's going to fight in front of Dana White on Tuesday in Vegas. And I did that with him this week. Clean. Really great dude. Dude, I would listen to that. He's like the most positive guy I've ever talked to. In my life, I would listen to my own podcast. So check that out again, the Winks Things podcast. And then when Chuck debuts Players Only.
I'll be for sure to let you know.
Emig tweets us. He says that 95% of the time when a report like this with Melvin Gordon comes out, because Melvin Gordon, if you're joining us, Adam Schefter reporting he's demanded a trade. When a report like that comes out, it means the agent's been negotiating with the team, and when it's not progressing, they then go to the media and put on public pressure.
Yeah, he's right.
So now you're going to have Charger fans, whatever Charger fans are left.
That's Los Angeles Sports Talk today.
Yeah. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Freems. Remember, at Perkins, your chance to get the fish fry tomorrow. If you want to just have a whole fish and eat it off the bone, maybe they'll let you do that a la Freeman style. But they'll have the fish fry tomorrow after 11 o'clock. And then Saturday, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. So Tuesdays and Saturdays they do where kids eat free. You get a meal, and then kids get a free meal, and they do that at Perkins. Tuesdays and Saturdays. Also, the shrimp menu is in full swing. Shrimply the best right now. You can get certain items like the Southwest Shrimp Avocado Salad, the Low Country Inspired Shrimp and Grits, the Shrimp Pasta Primavera, and much, much more. Six different ocean coastal inspired meals, and that's available at Perkins. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself. Standing in the Hall of Fame. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman here from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Something that there was a stat I saw after the finals that I never was able to bring up for whatever reason. Basketball Reference does this thing, basketball-reference.com. And, you know, you've been there maybe for stats and contracts and stuff. And they do a thing for Hall of Fame probability, where they take a look at guys. It's a whole calculation. I believe it's if the where the how on track they are to make the Hall of Fame with everything they've done up to this point. Mm-hmm. So Kawhi Leonard, before the NBA Finals, before the first one, after the first one, before the second one that he won with Toronto, they put him about a 13% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame on the projecting just his career out. Mm-hmm. And then after he won the second title, it shot up all the way to Kawhi Leonard right now is at 28%. So it went up pretty high just on the path that he's on, or 30% rather, for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, Kawhi is probably, you put enough years under him, he'll be a Hall of Famer, but where he's at right now, it's about a 30% chance. A guy like Giannis, with his career up to this point, 8% chance to get to the Hall of Fame. So that's kind of what you're looking at. LeBron, 100% chance, okay? Guys like that, Dwayne Wade, 100% chance. So I wanted to have you, Chuck, throw some names off of me, and we'll try to figure out where they're at for the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Now, this is the Basketball Hall of Fame, so college is factored into this.
Yes.
That's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not specifically NBA. Russell Westbrook, 99% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame, played at UCLA.
Sure. Kevin Durant, I would think 100%.
100% chance for Kevin Durant.
Steph.
Steph Curry, 99.87% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Even though James Harden doesn't have an NBA title yet?
99.5% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame.
How about Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis right now is at a 76% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. I think those numbers will go up to Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving, you got to go down a little bit. He is at...
not first ballot Hall of Famer, but he is a Hall of Famer.
All right. Let's control F. Kyrie, your boy. 61% chance to make it to the Hall of Fame.
I think he will, again, eventually get in, but he's not.
I mean, right now, Giannis is 8% chance. Yeah. He's got one MVP title. He's been a three-time All-Star. He, on this path, will make it to the Hall of Fame, but up to this point, where they're at right now.
You and I mean, because we had that MVP vet, we would never have a bet. Hey, do you think Giannis one day will get a Hall of Fame? I think he will be, and I think you'd probably do too. He's on 8%, but that's going to go up and as years go by. How about a guy like Draymond Green?
Draymond Green right now, 27% chance to get to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Kevin Love.
Kevin Love would be at a 67% chance to get to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Oh, let's see. How about How about a guy who's won an NBA, who, he hasn't won an NBA title, but he won a college title at Syracuse, Carmelo Anthony.
98% chance to get to the Hall of
Fame. Wow, okay. All right.
Some of the...
10-time All-Star.
Some of the Bucks on this list.
Yeah.
So...
Paul Gasol?
Oh, Paul Gasol's like locked in. Yeah. Paul Gasol's 93% chance. So here's a question for you. And keep in mind what the Bucks just paid all these guys. Mm-hmm. Between George Hill, Brooke Lopez, Eric Bledsoe, and Chris Middleton, who do you think has the lowest chance of getting into the Hall of Fame right now?
Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez.
Chris George Middleton. Hill.
The lowest of those guys?
Well, they're all low. George Hill has a essentially 0% chance.
Okay.
0.0011% chance to get to the Hall of Fame. Brooke Lopez and Eric Bledsoe, 0.0009% chance. Chris Middleton, 0.0006% chance to get into the Hall of Fame.
Look at that. We're just doled out $178 million for a guy who's got a no chance of going to the Hall of Fame.
He's
what
like,
are we doing?
He's got 6% of a 1% chance.
What are we doing?
To get to the basketball Hall
of Fame. He's making more money than Hall of Famers. I mean, is there anybody on who's making over $30 million who's not going to a Hall of Fame? I mean, you probably look, if we look at that list of guys who are making at least $30 million a year.
Not going to the Hall of Fame?
That are not going to the Hall of Fame. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody other than Middleton.
Let me see who else is making a lot of money that has low chances. Mike Conley, 0.0025% chance.
What's his? What's he making?
He's making. He's on a max deal.
$30 million? Oh wow! I didn't realize it was that high for him.
Oh, they paid him the max in Memphis and Jeez. Then traded him over. So Mike Conley. But so history is going to look at Chris Middleton the way it looks at Mike Conley.
But I'd rather have Mike Conley on my
CJ team. McCollum up to this point, 0.0005% chance for CJ McCollum.
Yeah. Damian Lillard, is he on there?
Damian Lillard would have a 36% chance to get to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. I think those numbers will go up too.
Blake is at 51%. Klay Thompson's at 47%. Some of the other higher guys that are still playing, Paul George, 62%. Kyrie Irving, 61.
Surprised Klay's only at 47.
Well, I'm surprised Kawhi's only at 30.
Yeah.
But again, put more time on that, and,
sure.
and those guys are likely to get in. Now, the shocking news in the NBA yesterday was that we thought it was going to be a four-year deal for Kawhi Leonard. That's what was first reported in L.A. It's essentially a two-year deal. It's a two-year deal mm-hmm. with a player option. Paul George is going to be on the same sort of timeline. So Kawhi essentially flew from Toronto, picked up Paul George, made the Clippers trade all those picks to the Thunder, and now they're really looking at a two-year window. So Toronto got the one-year window of Kawhi. L.A. essentially gets a two-year window to try to win a championship.
So the Clippers will be everybody's team for the next 2 years. Not everybody, but you know, you get the point. They'll be a fan favorite out there, and then after 2 years, it'll be like, is he going to take the option, or is he going to become a free agent? So we'll be on that road again in 2 years with both Kawhi and Paul George.
Well, and Giannis, nobody is going to be talking about the 2020 NBA free agency period. There's not a lot of guys that are attractive that are available. But in 2021, you're going to see teams already start to position themselves for this class. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Paul George, Bradley Beal, Rudy Gobert, CJ McCollum, Blake Griffin, Victor Oladipo, and more. All those guys coming up as free agents in 2021. And the way that these players have like all this power, I mean, Kawhi essentially picked his team and picked the guy that he wanted to play with. And the Thunder almost had like they had to trade him. And it was a good deal. Like I got a lot of picks. But that team went from, you know, being in the mix to being now they're rebuilding. And so it's like, no matter, this has been the argument coming up, no matter what these teams do, no matter what a team like the Bucks do, where they're giving Giannis's guys money, keeping the team together like he wanted, signing his brother, who mm-hmm. maybe is no business in the league, you never know what's going to happen with these guys because they do have all this power now more than ever before.
So, but when Giannis's contract is up with the Bucks, so will Thanasius's contract be up
yeah,
with the Bucks.
Yeah. So there will be two Adetokounmpos on the market.
There'll be two Adetokounmpos. One, just why you got to watch where the decimal point goes, because one decimal point will be substantially the wrong way.
Still, that is an interesting move because, I mean, it's nice to have Giannis's brother on the team, but the moment, if it ever comes to that with some injury stuff or whatever.
So, well, they should have signed him to a 3-year deal.
Yeah, they should.
Three, because then they're, you know, you're going to leave your brother?
But if you have to cut him, you're just, you're no longer the team that signed Giannis's brother. You're now the team that cut Giannis's brother.
Yeah.
And then, so that's a risky move that the Bucks made. But if that's what they think, if that's what they think it's going to take to keep Giannis, I mean, everything they've ever done.
I wonder how that all worked out. If Giannis kind of put the pressure on the Bucks, hey, well, can you sign my brother? Sign my brother, or you know, and or if the Bucks just went. I mean, if the name was Theanis Jones, would they have signed him? But the fact that he's Giannis's brother, that's the why they signed him.
Yeah, I wonder how that came about.
Yeah.
Was John Horst looking at all the free agents and thought, this is the best option?
Did Giannis give him some pressure?
Did Giannis say, I know you guys want to sign me, but...
We signed the brother.
I'm not quite sure that I want to come back. I need more assurances.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, we all assume Giannis... Was Giannis like, yeah, I'm thinking about signing, but you know what would help? If you signed my brother and threw me a party on Sunday.
Sure. An MVP party. You think Giannis wants this MVP party during his summer? Or does he want to do his own thing?
Why not?
He's coming back for an MVP party. I mean, these guys, their summers, man, are so short. NBA players, they got the shortest off time. They got a couple of months and they're right back in.
Well, a lot
September.
Of these guys are in the World Cup, too, the FIBA World Cup.
Yeah. And he is.
Yeah, Giannis is.
I mean, you know, I mean, again, their summertime is precious.
Do you think that if Giannis leaves, John Horst is going to be like, we did everything. We threw you a party. Mm-hmm. We gave all this money to Chris Middleton. We locked in Bledsoe. We got Lopez and George Hoback. We signed your brother. And then Giannis goes, excuse me, I have more brothers than just Giannis. Yes.
There's two more. I had to go to Greece to play with those two.
I have two other brothers that you could have signed.
Yeah.
Excuse me, John
Horst.
Hey,
he's talked about it. It's a dream to play with all three of his brothers. That's why he's playing on that. He wants to play with all three in the Greece team.
So in 2021, do the Bucks have a chance at Kawhi? Do the Bucks have a chance at LeBron? Do the Bucks have a chance at CJ McCollum? No, but they can get Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, but then what if another team offers Kostas a lot of money, and then you know Giannis says, "Hey, I'm not signing it to you. Sign to match the $11 million that Kostas got from the Denver Nuggets."
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron, Paul George, Bradley Beal, Rudy Gobert, CJ McCollum, Blake Griffin, Oladipo. You want to talk about these teams being cheap? That better be the Bucks roster in 2021, or they're never spending money.
That much? No.
You go into the luxury tax, you sign all those guys.
Luxury tax, man. You might as well just give them the... If Herb Kohl said when Glenn Robinson wanted a $100 million contract, might as well just give them the Bradley Center.
It's Checker... Oh, long live. Long live.
That's what Herb... No, Herb said... Well, Herb said when you know, the rumblings were out there...
Not
Glenn,
long live Herb Kohl, long live the Bradley Center.
Glenn Robinson wanted $100 million, and Herb said, I should just give him the team. If he wants $100 million, I'd just give him the franchise.
It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. If you missed any of the show today, and I don't know why you would, but we get it. Life gets in the way. Don't forget, we're talking about podcasts. We podcast the show. So, yeah, you can get the Wings Things podcast. You can get The World According to Sparky. You want to talk a little Disney? I think Ryan Horvath's going to guest on that podcast now that he's, I think, home. Should be back with us tomorrow. Evan Heffelfinger joins us in studio as the producer today. Oh, what I meant to say is if you missed any of the show, you missed the fact that Chuck went to Sendix and downed a whole chicken yesterday, rotisserie. Was it in the parking lot you ate it?
No. I ate it. There's a little area you can eat where you can eat.
You can eat like meals, not
you
entire
can eat meals.
Birds.
Yeah. No, you can eat. Well, they have a little delicatessen there, and you can order some hot food. You know, that's the one over here is being remodeled. We're by on Highway 100 here, so I had to go to the one in Layton. And I just sat there while people were checking out, and people were seeing me dig through this rotisserie chicken.
And the one over here is being remodeled after being open for 3 months.
Yeah, I don't get that. What'd they do wrong there?
Kyle tweets in, says, Chuck, check the sodium on that chicken. Might not be the best to eat the whole chicken.
I know. That's what I saw.
You'll lose weight, but you'll increase your blood pressure.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought I was doing the right thing. I'll eat some chicken. I ate a whole rotisserie. I was hungry for one. And I knew I could, but I didn't have any potatoes, no vegetable, anything. I just ate the chicken and some juice with it.
Okay. Evan, what did we miss today on the Fan?
I'm sure you guys remember former defensive lineman for, trying to remember the teams, the Buccaneers, the Redskins, Albert Haynesworth. He is in desperate need of a kidney. That report came out.
He posted on his Instagram that the doctor said I should try to reach out to you guys. And I was conflicted when I first saw it because this is an NFL guy who needs a kidney. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, man, you know, a guy needs a kidney. Let's try to get him a kidney if someone can get him a kidney. But think of how many people also need kidneys that don't have that kind of platform that are not going to get those kidneys.
Sure.
So it's like, I mean, I don't want anybody to not get a kidney if they need a kidney.
No, I mean, my girlfriend Shannon, her family has had this where they've had a few kidney transplants within the family over the years. So I totally understand what that's all about.
Right. So if he gets his kidney because he had the platform to get a kidney, mm-hmm. somebody else out there is not getting a kidney.
Very true.
Because they don't have a platform.
Mm-hmm. I know. So we're, it's unfortunate. I hear that. I totally get it. It's a double-edged sword, as we say.
We're in a system here where if you need medical help, you go to social media or have other people pay for it on a GoFundMe. Maybe that should be a topic for a Wings Things podcast. I won't get into that here on the show.
Oh, man, the callers that you would get for that.
How do you feel about American healthcare and how it's set up? 414-799-1250.
No, I don't. There's a few things I like to change. In other things, you know, I mean, as far as, you know, when you relinquish a relationship with a woman, you know, the amount of time a husband or an ex gets with the kid is, you get screwed over in that area substantially. So there's certain laws I need to change with that.
Okay. How about my next Wings Things podcast? You come on and we'll talk about all the things that we want to change in America.
You know what? You can have me on as a guest.
Yeah, we'll do this show, but from a political standpoint.
Or no, we just talk about anything. You ask me about that. Ask me about anything. I could be a guest sometime at your show.
But I'd like to do a political version of this show.
Okay. Would it get us arrested? Would it get us fired?
Well, no, it's a podcast.
I know, but if we say the wrong thing.
I'm under the impression that if you're on the air is a certain way, and in the podcast, anything goes.
See, I don't know. I mean, guys, I mean, how about Twitter? Guys lose their job all the time for saying bad stuff on Twitter. Isn't kind of like the podcast an extension of that?
Like, if I'm on a podcast and I say stuff that you don't agree with politically, you're disagreeing with podcast Bart. You're not disagreeing with radio show Bart, because radio show Bart, I have no political opinions. None. I agree with everything that you right there. Everything you agree with, I agree with you. That's radio Bart.
Oh, no, which is not true.
Podcast Bart's got opinions.
Yeah.
But that's podcast Bart. Two different guys. Podcast is Winks Thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Bart is Bart.
Oh, you've said some political stuff on the air.
That was podcast Bart seeping through.
Seeping through, okay.
Right. And I haven't done that in a long time because radio Bart has.
But see, though, if you go on that podcast, you say something bad, man, you know, BlackRock will get after you. You know, that's way upstairs management. They'll say, hey, I heard, you know, this Winkler guy in Milwaukee saying some racy things. You know, I think in our business, you can never do anything. I mean, it's like if you want to flip somebody off in a car that's going by, it's like I don't do it. It's like sometimes you almost got to just take
it. What if a vegetarian saw you eating a full chicken like a monster and they call you and say that they were offended?
Well, I mean, that's going a little too far.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's 2019.
That's their problem. That's my preference. I'm not doing anything illegal.
It's 2019. There was too much smoking in a period piece called Stranger Things, where now Netflix, after petitions, has agreed we will not show as much cigarette smoke.
Okay.
That's 2019. Well,
but me eating rotisserie
you're
chicken.
You're getting political. We should.
Oh yeah,
should
that's not, podcast.
Should
part.
Not affect a vegetarian.
Why not? They're watching you devour an animal.
Well, as long as I'm not forcing them to do it.
Doesn't matter. No one's forcing me to smoke.
Well, you
still see smoke on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, smoke is ruining the lives of other people, though. Secondhand smoke.
But on TV?
Oh, I don't.
I'm
know.
Not getting 4 HDKT LED smoke.
I don't know. I don't know.
Speaking of podcasts, all our podcasts are available at radio.com. You can check the Fan on Demand section presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. Speaking of John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield, I'll be there from 11 to 1 on Saturday. They've got a Love Your Liver cookout and prize giveaway. So they're doing a bunch of fun stuff, a bunch of different prizes. You can win Giannis memorabilia. You can win wine. You can win baseball tickets. You can win a gas grill. You can win summer parties. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1.
I was there in 2013 for that, or 2012 I was there for that.
Why don't you come
really
by?
Good. Really good. Saturday?
Yeah.
What am I doing Saturday? I think we're golfing Saturday. I think we're golfing a little pool get-together on Saturday.
Okay. Evan, what else did we miss?
Jim Boughton, the author of the controversial but educational book Ball 4. He passed away at 80.
Yeah, it was the first book I ever read. And wow. I probably read, yeah, I mean, I was 8 years old, 9 years old. And I remember reading it. And
what about like Berenstain Bears or
huh?
They're like, well,
was it like Goodnight Moon?
Yeah, wouldn't you read like?
Well, this is I'm talking about legitimate.
Oh, okay.
Paperback book, Bart.
Okay. I misunderstood. Sorry.
Do you know what Ball 4 is?
Yeah,
I know Grant Ball 4.
No, Grant Ball, not the former Brewer reliever.
Oh
no, Ball 4 was a book. It was a tell-all book, and it was just these guys would. Jim Boughton told about, Mickey Mantle's womanizing and things that went on behind the scenes. He was with the 69 Pilots at the time, which later became the Brewers, and he wrote this tell-all book, which back then, you know, the people didn't do. But he was blackballed for it, and he told, because he played for the Yankees, and for years he was kept away from Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. It wasn't until after he was battling dementia that they brought him back after all those years. But, he ticked a lot of people off writing that book.
Evan.
Yeah. Lamar, sorry.
What?
Because I have thoughts kind of on that.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
I'm a fan of Dirk Hayhurst. He was a pitcher for 2 years. He came out with a couple of books, like, while he was still playing that were kind of like Ball 4, where he kind of detailed what happened in the locker room and you know, everyone, like, on the back of the book, it compares him to Jim Boughton. So that was my only connection that I really had.
Yeah, I mean, I read this book in 1976 when I was 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever.
I was not alive.
Yeah,
no.
No, either one of you guys were. But, I mean, I was just, I just happened to have this book, and I just read it. Read about halfway of it. But it was a good book. Good book of it. Like most books, I never finish. I'm still working on the Joe Buck book. Like most books. I mean, I got so many unfinished books that I just, you read, like the Bud Selig book. We both got copies of it. I'll read it, and then I'll get halfway through it, and then I'll move on to something else.
I will never open that book.
Kind of like the story of my life with women.
Unfinished business?
You got it. Start something that I haven't been able to finish.
That's Blue Chew for that.
Not that area. No, I don't mean that. That's not what I was meaning.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was talking about. I didn't even say that.
One more.
All right. It was a big day in the Big Three yesterday. Lamar Odom, Jermaine O'Neal, Bonzi Wells, and Baron Davis were deactivated for what the league called competitive reasons, not off-the-court issues.
So these
Baron
guys
Davis
just
is still in the league? With who?
The Big Three.
The Big Three.
Oh, the Big Three. Oh, that.
So if these guys aren't like performing well, they just flat-out deactivate them?
That's what it sounded like. I tried to do some digging, but nobody really cares about the Big Three. So
I thought Lamar Odom was like Michael Rappaport was trying to save his life and say, "Don't you leave the
really
league,
hard.
Man? Don't you leave the league?" And now the league's just flat out cut him. I mean, if something happens to Lamar Odom, that's on the Big Three.
Has anybody watched the Big Three?
I watched opening night, and then like 2 years ago, and Jason Williams tore his ACL, and that was the last.
Which
time
Jason
I watched.
Williams? Not the guy in
White
prison.
Chocolate.
White Chocolate, okay.
Big Three's coming to Pfizer Forum in about a month.
It is?
I might buy tickets because they're...
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I think the first or second weekend of August. Larry Sanders making his triumphant return to Milwaukee.
God.
He'll get such an ovation.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Evan, thank you. We're back tomorrow at 6. Chuck ate a whole chicken.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.